Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 355 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for February 18th is identify an area of your life where you are willing to plant seeds, put in the work, even if you don't see the harvest, the results, for a long time. What part of your vision motivates you to keep putting in the work despite a lack of tangible results in the short term? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of having a vision. Having a vision is our beginning fundamental of success in our leadership system because it provides a launching point and helps us lift our eyes up and gets us out of the busyness of everyday life. But at some point, we want to see our vision come to fruition. We understand that we need to start with a vision, but there is some tension that begins to mount as we go longer and longer without that vision becoming a reality. One of the things we need to understand is that while the tangible results of our vision may not come right away, the opportunity to experience intangible results can come almost immediately from doing the work of creating a vision. And one of the ways we can plant seeds and put in the work that will eventually lead to a harvest is to follow the advice of Joe Ehrman, the author of Inside Out Coaching and named the most important coach in America by Parade Magazine. Ehrman says that in order to create a vision so that we can begin to write our own story, we have to go inside ourselves and understand where the scripting of our lives has come from. In other words, before we are aware that we are writing our own story, we are still creating a script or a narrative for our life. But most of the time, it is out of a reaction to the people and circumstances around us. We are not conscious that our mindset and actions are creating the story of our life. We think we are simply passing through life, like we are on a conveyor belt. In order to take control of writing our own story, we need to understand where we have come from and how our life has developed up to this point. For Joe Ehrman, as a former NFL player who was looking to make a difference in the lives of young people as a high school football coach, he had to go backwards in order to go forward. He had to go inside in order to change the way he interacted with the world on the outside. He had to make sense of his childhood, where the script he learned from his father and his environment were that boys needed to become men who didn't cry, who showed their toughness by their superiority in athletics, and who ranked themselves in the world according to the money in their bank account and the women who they carried on their arms like prizes. He also had to look at the way he had been coached and mentored by different coaches throughout his life, some positive and some negative. So one of the tools we need to use when creating our vision is to review the script of how our life has been written to this point. We need to review, break down, and analyze the script so we can see where our mindset needs adjusted based on our previous environments and experiences. And by looking at the script which has gotten us to this point in our lives, we can see the changes we need to make in order to get us the vision we have for ourselves. We need to first plant the seeds by doing the work on the inside of ourselves. Then we can begin to experience the intangible results. And eventually, we will reap the harvest of the tangible results. And the vision of the best version of ourselves is what should keep us motivated to keep putting in the work when we are not yet seeing the tangible results. So how about you? Can you identify an area of your life where you are willing to plant seeds and put in the work, even if you don't see the harvest, the results, for a long time? What part of your vision motivates you to keep putting in the work despite a lack of tangible results in the short term? Today's episode is a great reminder of one of the themes of the 12 Fundamentals of Success leadership system, and that is each of us already has all the resources we need already inside us. It's my hope that the tools we share on this podcast, like reviewing the script, can help us focus on using those resources we have so we can increase our impact in our classrooms and locker rooms as we grow by 1% and give the young people we work with a better version of ourselves every day.